Hey, the men's college basketball tournament is about to begin. The 65 teams that will compete will be announced on Sunday. Of course, some have had seasons so good they already know they will be competing. It's just a question of exactly where and against whom. Other teams are so-called bubble teams who are assured of nothing right now. Commentator Frank DeFord received a letter on that subject.
My friend the Duchess, the sports connoisseur, who seeks to protect and defend all that which may be decorous and gracious in sport, is distressed anew. Writing to me in her lovely cursive hand, the Duchess is once again spot on with her complaint. "Well, my dear Frank," begins her letter, "I see that we have arrived at that dreadful time when all you sports authorities are employing that horrid phrase, on the bubble. Surely the most loathsome term to soil the beauty of athletics. If you could please let your brethren in your benighted profession know how distasteful is this wretched expression, I would forever be in your debt." The Duchess, of course, is referring to that description that is this week excessively, if not to say ruthlessly, employed to denote those at-large teams which are the final candidates for the 65 spots in what is colloquially known as March Madness. Those fragile teams are invariably on the bubble. I explained to the Duchess that the term that so inflames her seems to have first been employed in automobile racing, a sport always jarring to the ears, to denote those cars that have barely qualified for the Indianapolis 500 and might be displaced in the last time trials. Presumably the lingo was derived from having your bubble burst. Curiously, as on the bubble is so prominent for the NCAA basketball tournament, it does not seem to have migrated to any other sport. Nobody, for instance, referred to the New England Patriots or the Dallas Cowboys as being on the bubble when they just missed the NFL playoffs. Now, an old friend and colleague of mine who sadly died a few months ago, Herman Weisskopf, used to keep a folder neatly filed in his desk under the letter U. It was Herm's Up for Grabs folder, in which he kept all headlines that used the expression up for grabs. And you would be amazed how often up for grabs once appeared. Herman's folder veritably bulged. More's the pity. If it were not for on the bubble, we would surely be hearing these days about the last spots in the tournament being up for grabs. For goodness sake, ladies and gentlemen of the sports media, the least you can do is revive up for grabs and use it as an occasional fresh synonym for on the bubble. The Duchess pointed out something else to me. Frank, she wrote, as hideous as on the bubble is at any time, it's also most unseemly these days. It reminds me of how so many jobs are on the bubble, and how many houses are on the bubble, and how many hopes are on the bubble, and how many lives are on the bubble. Please cease and desist and get on with the tournament. Well said, Duchess. And it's a wide open field, so the championship is definitely up for grabs.
Comments from Frank DeFord, who pops many sports bubbles, for member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.